Len Butler stands along the fence cordoning off the press from the worksite. He's a member of the Save Gay Headlight Committee. Behind him, Gay Headlight stands ready for its short but critical journey, the enormous brick structure now balanced on a crisscross network of beams and hydraulic equipment. Butler says the day has been a long time coming.
This is the day I've been dreaming of. Once this lighthouse is over on this new foundation, I will start to sleep a lot better. But it has been a long process, many, many meetings, many consultations, many presentations, but it's all culminating now with this move.
A little bit more. Good.
Just before noon, the lighthouse begins to move, slowly and imperceptibly, along two specially constructed rails. The movement is controlled by a sophisticated system of pistons and hydraulics. The relocation will occur in 5-foot increments. After each 5-foot transit, contractors need 2 hours or so to reset the rails underneath. Eventually, lighthouse keeper Richard Skidmore comes to the edge of the fence.
So, folks, the word is that there's not going to be any more movement for about 2 hours. There's going to be.
With that, the contractors break for lunch before tackling the next 5-foot run. They hope to have the Gayhead Lighthouse to its new site by Saturday.